Welcome to the Pet Pawcast for pet parents, pet lovers, and it's all about pets. I'm Lauren, a certified professional pet sitter and pet owner. I want to thank everyone for tuning into the show. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Pet Pawcast. Before we get started, I might warn you, we may hear my cats today. They are very needy. My partner is out of town on a business trip, and the cats really miss him. So if you hear a little bit of meowing, they're fine. They just really want to say hi. But we'll get into today's episode. With the weather warming up quickly, today we are going to talk about hot weather tips for your pet, and then we're going to get into some backyard fun activities that you can do with your pet. So let's dive in. I want to start with something that I cannot stress enough how important it is. Never, never, never under any circumstance leave your pet in your vehicle unattended. Even with the windows open, the temperature in a parked car can reach more than 100 degrees Fahrenheit in just a matter of minutes. I am sure you know how stifling the car is when you get in maybe after grocery shopping and the car's been sitting in the sun. Well, just imagine sitting in that for minutes or hours and how uncomfortable and unhealthy that really is. So if we don't want to do it, we really shouldn't be doing it for our pets. So summer storms. I know I'm praying for rain right now for my garden, but storms can be scary and dangerous for outdoor pets. Doghouses are fantastic for the summer heat to offer some shade and maybe a little bit of a cooler place for your pet to go, but they are not safe during storms, heavy winds, and lightning. Definitely, it is always a great idea to bring all outdoor pets inside. That includes any dogs in your yard. Maybe you have an indoor-outdoor cat. Chickens are becoming a big household pet, which, by the way, we will be doing an episode about that coming up soon. You know, at least getting them into an enclosure and something that is safe to weather the storm. Calming music, turning up the volume on TV, or something like a thunder shirt is a great way that maybe you can help alleviate some of those storm anxieties your pet may have. With summer comes vacations, which I am always ready for. Vacationing with your pet can be a fun and wonderful experience. From my experience, always plan your routes ahead. Make sure that there are plenty of spots that you can stop, whether it be a rest stop, a small town, maybe even a park. Potty breaks. We may not think of it. You know, we'll leave the house, maybe use the restroom before we go, get in the car, and we're good for a few hours. Well, your dog, maybe your cat, they don't fully understand. So you need to make sure that you have more than enough time on your route and spots on your route that you can make those pit stops. Also, I know I've said this before, but it's something I believe in. We're gonna beat it in a little bit more. Always, anytime you're traveling with your pet or on a regular basis, make sure the microchip, your pet's microchip, has all of your information. It is up to date. It is correct. It has a valid phone number. You know, some of them you can not only have your address and phone number, you can add an email address. You can add secondary phone numbers, secondary email addresses. Make sure all of that is filled out. And if your pet wears an ID tag, make sure it is in good condition and it can be read very easily. So if your cat or dog gets away from you, someone will be able to contact you and you can be reunited with your best friend. So summer exercises. We'll talk a little bit more about this when we get to our backyard activities. But a few things to think about while you are outside with your pet during the summer. Definitely on those really hot days, limit the times you want to go to the beach. I know it's fun. Bring your dog to the beach. Your dog probably loves it. But let me tell you, 9 times out of 10, your pet will prefer shade to direct sun for an extended period of time. Let's get those beach days, maybe when it's a little bit cooler, there's a maybe partially cloudy, a little bit of overcast. Those are the better days than going when, you know, the sun is shining, a clear blue sky, and we have high temperatures. Definitely think about considering scheduling your walks for your dog during non-high heat times, such as in the morning or in the evening, because pavement and asphalt can quickly heat up and burn your pet's pads. So if you cannot keep the palm of your hand flat on the pavement or asphalt for more than 5 seconds, it's too hot for your dog. And another good thing, you know, if your dog insists on walking during those high noon times, which I know mine wants to go out during that time, consider walking on the grass or taking a trail that is wood chipped as opposed to paved that offers a little bit of a cooler surface temperature. So now we'll talk a little bit about some backyard activities that you can do with your pet during the summer or anytime there's nice weather. I know during nice weather, I want to be outside, and I'm sure you can agree, and if you don't, I'm sure your dog does. My dog, Sassy, loves being outside. She loves the sun. She will spend all day sniffing every blade of grass in the yard if we let her. If you're spending time outside with your pup, I've got great ideas for you of fun games, things you can do to increase your bond with them, as well as reinforce some skills and give your pet some mental and physical stimulation. So upgrade your fetch game. Everybody loves fetch. And when you think about it, you think, okay, a tennis ball or any kind of ball of some sorts, which is fun because it mimics your pet's instinct to hunt and retrieve. Tennis balls or any balls that bounce are even better because they will hit the ground, and depending on, you know, how level your ground is, they may bounce in different directions and unpredictable paths, and gives your pup that hunt that they want. So why not take it to the next level? Frisbee disc, plush toys, or even rope toys can be thrown for your pup to retrieve. They bounce different. They glide through the air different. So mixing them up can be great stimulation for your dog. If your dog is a runner and really wants to get that good sprint out right away, consider a ball launcher so they can get that sprint in. You know, there's handheld ones that will help you launch the ball further. And then there are some automatic launchers out there as well. But just remember, your pup might not be as interested in playing if you're not involved. When you introduce some of these play activities with your dog, you also want to use it as a bonding experience for both of you. Agility courses. Now, when you hear agility, I'm sure you think of dogs competing in a competition course, but any dog can benefit from even the most simple of agility courses. So you don't have to get all technical like you see on TV, but there are great DIY kits out there, or even things that you can make yourself, something as simple of, does your kid have a seesaw? Absolutely. There's a great agility activity for your dog. Do you have a like step stool, a wider box, something solid and sturdy? Teaching your dog to jump up and sit on something like that, it works both their physical body as well as their mind. I just mentioned a little bit about this. Agility engages dogs in a few different ways. The equipment and coursework provide mental stimulation while teaching new tricks and skills. Agility also provides rigorous physical exercise and opportunities to use and develop a large variety of muscles. For example, my dog is a beagle. She wants to use her nose. She wants to sniff. She's also half Jack Russell, and she likes to tunnel. She likes to burrow. She likes to tunnel. A collapsible training tunnel can be great for stuff like this, where they have to go in the open end and it's not a solid tube all the way through. It's loose on the end and they have to navigate getting out. Well, even placing a couple treats or a high value item at the end of that teach them to go through. It'll be a fun activity for both you and your pup. And like I mentioned, there's tons of things out there that you can either make. Pinterest is a great place to check out. There are tons of pins about DIY dog agility courses. And that you don't have to get anything expensive. It doesn't have to take up your whole backyard. And if you decide to bring one agility item in, you know, just maybe after a little bit, switch it out for something else. Give your dog some more variety, but it's something fun for you. It helps reinforce some of the skills. Sit, come, stay. All of those things are incorporated within the agility courses as well. All right, scent work. This is one of my favorite things. My dog, Sassy, she has the nose of a hound. She can sniff anything out that she wants to, that's for sure. And she's 13, and with her eyesight going a little bit more, you know, we can kind of tell, but her nose is still at that 100% tip-top shape. So why not continue to enforce that? I love to also take my dog on scent walks where she dictates our speed and takes her time taking in all the smells. And this is also a great thing to do with any dog. Sniff walks, excellent mental and physical stimulation. Dogs love sniffing anything and everything. I'm sure you've noticed. Good smells, bad smells, questionable smells. Each one is worth a lengthy inspection according to your dog. So allowing your dog to sniff can provide great mental stimulation. And if you want to do some scent work with your dog, leave your pet inside, go out in your yard, and put some treats or a high-value item in certain spots around the yard, such as a good way to start out is just getting maybe some leftover Amazon boxes, not closing them, have them fully open, placing a few treats inside, and placing those boxes around your yard. Go ahead and call your dog, let your dog go and sniff them, and when they find it, they get that reward. Verbal praise is definitely the way to go from you as the owner, because petting can be distracting while your dog's working their scent muscles and focusing on a specific scent. You don't want to be too distracting while you're trying to reinforce one activity. So verbal praise is the way to go. As your dog's skill progresses, you can close the box, where they can, you know, still kind of nudge it open with their nose, move the boxes to a different place, or even take the boxes away and maybe you have an empty plant pot somewhere, you know, a potting plant. You can throw some treats in there, maybe behind the grill, different places, and just continue to reinforce those skills. Scent work is very, very exhausting for dogs, and you do need to know this. If you do want to focus on some scent work with your dog, always force your dog to take a break about every 10 minutes. It is very mentally exhausting for them and very physically exhausting because they are laser focused on that scent. So about every 10 minutes, give them a break, get them some water, maybe incorporate a different activity, something along those lines. Let's bring out our inner children here. Hide and seek. It is one of my favorite games as a kid. My sister and I used to play it all the time, and it can also be a great game to play with your pup. I'm sure you've seen some videos on TikTok or Instagram where a pet owner will run and hide behind a door in their home and the dog's looking for them. Well, that is the idea. Hide in your yard while a family member or friend holds your dog. Once you are hidden, call your dog's name. They are there to come find you. They will not only use physical and mental stimulation because they'll be sniffing you out, they'll be looking for you, but when they find you, that verbal praise, those pets get really excited, let them know they did a good job. That can really reinforce the bond between you and your pet. And again, as your dog's skill level progresses, Find different spots to hide in your yard or even around your home inside. This is a good game that can also be played maybe during inclement weather or even during those colder months. And then splish, splash, water fun. Many dogs enjoy playing in or with water, although mine is not one of them. She won't even walk on wet grass. She doesn't want her paws wet. She's a little bit of a diva, but many dogs do. Something as simple as turning on the sprinkler can be great for your dog. Not only will they have fun to chase the water, and some will try to eat it or drink it. Also, it kind of gives them a little bit of time to cool off during those hot summer months. But either way, your dog is having fun. Another fun thing, if your dog is very motivated by balls or toys, filling a bucket with water and encourage your pup to retrieve balls out of the water as they're bobbing up and down. I am not telling you to put an item in the bucket of water where it sinks to the bottom. No, no. Like tennis balls float. So you can get something as simple as a bucket, put a couple tennis balls in there with some water. As your dog tries to get the tennis ball, they will naturally go up and down with the movement of the water. And that can be a nice mentally stimulated game that you can play with your dog. I do want to mention anytime you are doing water activities with your dog, please be conscious of how much water they are consuming. Water poisoning is a big thing with dogs who really like water. It's just them ingesting too much water. Things to look out for are lethargy, shaking, vomiting, those kind of things. So if your dog loves to, you know, go stick his mouth right over the hose, just in the back of your mind, be conscious of how much water that your dog is consuming. And have fun this summer with your pet outdoors, indoors, whatever the weather brings. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Pet Podcast. Have a pawrific day. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Pet Podcast. Please subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. This helps us reach pet parents and pet lovers such as yourself. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Pet Podcast. If you have any questions you'd like answered or ideas for topics you'd like to hear about, send us a message through social media or send an email to podcast@petpodcast.com. See you next time.